continue now with our press conferences. Very, very thrilled to have Charles Woodson, Super Bowl champion, Heisman Trophy winner, Football Hall of Famer. And, of course, he's a Fox Sports analyst. And, again, he's going to be our grand marshal to give the command to start the engines today for the 64th running of the Daytona 500. And so we're extremely thrilled to have you. And, Charles, it seems like you brought some folks with you today. Can you tell us who these are?
Yeah, I brought my crew with me today. This is my son, Chase. And then he's got his buddies, Will, Sebi, and Hayden. And they're hanging out with me today. This is an incredible honor for me to be here to be the grand marshal. And I just wanted to, you know, share the joy with the kids, man, that my son hangs around with. So it's going to be a lot of fun for him today.
Tell me, do you know much about NASCAR? Have you followed it over the years? Or give us your history with NASCAR.
A little bit. I was a big fan, of course, of Jeff Gordon growing up. That's kind of like my era, you know what I'm saying? And he had the 24 car, of course, and so that was my number. So, you know, of course, football is what I do. It's what I spend my time doing. But, of course, I'm a big fan of sport and competition. And to be here part of this great, you know, an iconic race and to be an actual part of it is pretty special.
Okay, we've got some folks going to be running the mics over here. Mike, how about that? No pun intended, right over here. Front.
Hey, Charles, quick question and a follow-up. The winner of this race gets a really cool trophy. You also have one, Heisman Trophy. What did you do with your trophy? You walk in your house, do you see it right away? What's that like for you?
Yeah, well, you know, for years I kept it at my mother's house. So it wasn't until last year that she ended up moving to another place, and so now it's at my house. I have it in my office. I have to get another place for it. I gotta do some renovations or something and put it in a better spot, but... Yeah, it's at home. I walk past it and see it all the time. So it's a constant reminder of some good years.
And a lot of Tennessee fans, I know a lot of them, that are still mad you beat out Peyton. Any message for them?
Yeah, get over it.
Over here? Who's got a mic over here? Mike, we can go all the way around over here. You already got it? Okay. To your left there, Charles. Far left.
Kevin Schwarzy with the Racing Times. Charles, first off, grew up down the street from the big house in Dearborn, so go blue.
Blue.
Second off, you see a lot of influx now of African-American owners in NASCAR. Is that something that might be interesting to you?
Yeah, it's funny. We just talked about that. I was doing an interview earlier in front of the crowd, and they talked about the people who were involved. I guess Floyd Mayweather now. We know that Michael Jordan is as well. And hey, I say it like this: don't threaten me with a good time. You know, I would, you know, I definitely wouldn't mind exploring it. I know there's an avenue now for African Americans to be involved with this great sport. I know there's a lot of African American fans of NASCAR, so I think it's great that you know, we're now, you know, on that side of it. So it's pretty special.
Okay, we're gonna go over to Michelle over here on the left.
Over here. Where do you stand on college football playoff expansion? Do you think four teams is good, too many, too few? Would you like to see it go up to 8 or 12?
Yeah, I think so. I think you gotta, you know, you have to include more teams from the field. I mean, every year it's, you know, it seems like it's the same couple of teams. Of course, Alabama's always in it. Can't fault them for being a great team. But when you have more teams that are competitive, you know, like a Cincinnati this year, who was an undefeated team. You know, I just think you need to open up the pool to at least 8 teams. You know, I'm a fan of football, so the more football I can see is great. But I think just in terms of, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that say, hey, we should have the opportunity to be in the playoff. We have a good team. Well, there's only one way to find that out, and that's to kind of expand the field. So I think 8 teams is a good number. You know, if it can get to 12, that'd be good too. But I think it all, you know, you got to think about the pay as well. I know that players now can get, you know, make money as far as their, you know, NIL is concerned. But if you're going to add more teams to the playoffs, you know, that's a long season for college players, you know, so you got to figure out that aspect of it as well.
Okay, we'll go over to the back over here at Don, then we'll go back over this way. But Don Coble right here.
Yeah, Charles, actually, as a person who was at UCF's very first game, I appreciated your response there about expanding the playoffs. But today's crowd, 101.5, I know that's not a big deal compared to what you're used to. But with added with the infield and the atmosphere, how does this atmosphere stack up to like an Ohio State weekend?
Yeah, I think it's right there. I mean, when you think about, you know, the amount of people that are in the stadium right now, you know, we're hours away from the start of the race. And, you know, you see all of the campers out there and people are out there, you know, with their grills, they're cooking, they're making a whole day out of it. And that's what you see in the NFL and tailgates. And so, you know, that energy, it starts to build, you know, with a few, you know, adult beverages and those things flowing around. You'll feel that energy come race time. So this is a familiar feeling for me being out here and just seeing people gathering, getting ready for the start of that race. So I can't wait for it.
Here, second row. May want to flip the switch on there. Let's keep that on, if you don't mind. Thank
you. Yep, sorry about that. This is Alan from the Alan and Aaron Sports Talk Radio Show. I got a chance to watch the 30 for 30. Can you talk about your experience of doing that with Tom Brady, and were you happy with the production and the result?
Yeah, I thought the production came out, you know, I thought it was stellar. I really do. Heard from a lot of people who watched it, who really enjoyed it. The fact that me and Tom go way back, you know, came in as freshmen together at the University of Michigan and actually have a relationship, you know, made it all the better, you know, for that content. And, you know, I just thought, you know, over the years I've heard so many people say, hey, have you and Tom ever sat down and talked about the Tuck Rule? And I'm like, no, there's really no reason to. It's not like he made the call. You know what I mean? The referees made the call and the rest is history. So this was a good deal for us to kind of have that conversation and actually sit down and watch the play for all the fans to see and get his thoughts on it and my thoughts on it. So it was a lot of fun. I know I made my case. I know I won the case. So I'm happy to say, you know, that I won my first court trial. So
we go up to the far left, Al, very front there.
Yeah, Al Pierce with Auto Week. What are your feelings on the current football coaching situation in Ann Arbor? You happy with what's going on, or kind
yeah,
of
well,
unsure?
We got our coach back. You know, he flirted around, of course, with, you know, going to the NFL over the last couple of weeks, but you know, it didn't work out. So he came back, and we signed him to an extension. I felt like over this last season, great season for Michigan, you know, winning the Big Ten championship, finally making it to the playoffs. I just thought that, you know, Jim and his staff had our team in a really good place. And so now he signed back, you know, for you know, many more years, and he can just hopefully continue that momentum. So I'm happy where it's at, and hopefully we can be in the same position again next year. Yep.
Okay, far left again, about middle ways of the room. There we go.
Charles, Mike Bianchi, Orlando Sentinel. You've been to NFL games, obviously, as an analyst. You've been in golf tournaments. Don just mentioned this is going to be a hard sellout today. Can you sense that sports fans are ready to come out of their sort of their COVID cocoon and get back out?
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, if you watch the Super Bowl last week and you see, you know, the amount of people that were out, and, you know, celebrating the end of the season, celebrating a great game between, you know, your two, you know, your NFC and AFC champions. People have, I think, been, you know, ready for a long time now. And you can just see it. I mean, just talking earlier about the energy and the people out there in the stadium, you just feel it building up. You see that some of the mask mandates are, you know, being relieved now. And people are overjoyed, really. So I just think they're ready for this type of event, you know, to continue throughout the rest of the year, and let's, you know, get back to doing, you know, what we do here, and that's celebrating our sports and having fun outdoors and, you know, just having a good time.
Next question, Charles, at the very back of the room.
This is Melissa Thomas of Florida National News. So obviously you got your special crew there, so I wanted to ask you, how important is it to expose, you know, the younger generation to racing and kind of get them inspired? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. I know that as a kid, you know, I was never a part of any event like this. I, of course, I went to a few games here or there, but to get involved with something that is not readily exposed to you, I think is important. I know that me and my son have been to this track before, once before. So it's good for them to just continue to come back, especially like we just talked about, kind of post-COVID and really seeing this stadium for what it really is with all of the people, you know, a sold-out crowd, seeing the infield with everyone, you know, celebrating and enjoying life and getting ready for a big race. For these guys to see that and to really be a part of it, be down inside the, you know, inside of the stadium and get next to the cars and take pictures, like, that's going to be great for them. This will be memories that they'll take with them for a lifetime. So I'm happy to be in a position to help them experience this. So hopefully they'll have a good time. You guys ready for a good time? Yeah? Are you guys asleep? Where you sleep, Will?
All right, I can tell you, this will wake him up. Bruce Martin's next.
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport. We asked you about Michigan already, but what about, you know, one of your teams in the NFL, the Raiders, had a rather tumultuous season. Do you think they should have stuck with the interim coach they had, or how do you kind of view them getting McDaniel from the Patriots?
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to give Rich, you know, give him his due. He did a great job. You know, you just said it, man. The season last year, any and everything that could have happened to the Raiders happened, you know, so tough season. So give him and the team credit for just fighting through the whole thing. But I think with Mark Davis, I think his thought process was, you know what, I got to make a big move. I got to make sure that this thing is going to go in the right direction for the future. And I think he's put together a pretty good staff. I think bringing in McDaniels, bringing in an offensive-minded coach, somebody that can really help Derek Carr offensively. We've seen what he's done for years in New England and the way that offense runs, so I'm happy about that. And then I just think overall, administratively, some guys that he brought in, the GM, they have continuity with him and the coach. So I think we're in a good place right now to move it forward, and happy about the decisions that he's made.
Two more quick questions over here to the left.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. So many fans like the high energy commands to fire engines. Have you given it any practice or done anything? And is your crew going to be able to be out there doing it with you?
Yeah, well, it'll be me out there. From what I understand, it'll be pretty hot and loud out there, so it might not be suitable for them. But I got my cue from a few people earlier that said that I need to be loud. I need to be animated. So I'll make sure you can hear me.
All right. One last question right down here on the center to the right.
Hey, Charles. Matt Baker with the Tampa Bay Times. Do you really think Tom Brady's done?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I don't think Tom is one of those people that just does things on a whim. I think he gave it some thought. You know, I think in every athlete's life, you come to a point where you know it's over, even though sometimes guys come back after a hiatus. But I think that he's at that point where, you know, he played so long, and it seems like over the last 10 years, people have been trying to push him out of the league. Oh, he's falling off of the cliff. He's done playing. And this past year, he just proved that really there's no limit to how long he can play. But now you hear guys saying, don't leave. So I think he's in a good place in terms of, you know what, everybody knows if I wanted to, I can play till 45, but I'm not. So take that.
Charles, thank you so much for being here. Hope these kids have a great time, and we're so glad you're being a part of the Daytona 500.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Here.